Nehemiah chapter 3. Then the high priest Eliashib set to work with his fellow priests and rebuilt the sheep gate. They consecrated it and set up its doors. They consecrated it as far as the Tower of the Hundred and as far as the Tower of Hananel. And the men of Jericho built next to him, and next to them Zachar son of Imri built. The sons of Hasanah built the fish gate. They laid its beams and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars. Next to them Meremoth, son of Uriah, son of Hakoz, made repairs. Next to them Meshulam, son of Berechiah, son of Meshezabel, made repairs. Next to them Zadok, son of Baana, made repairs. Next to them the Tekoites made repairs. But their nobles would not put their shoulders to the work of their lord. Jehoiada, son of Paseah, and Meshulam, son of Besodeiah, repaired the old gate. They laid its beams and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars. Next to them repairs were made by Melatiah the Gibeonite and Jadon the Moronathite, the men of Gibeon and of Mizpah, who were under the jurisdiction of the governor of the province beyond the river. Next to them Uzziel, son of Harhehiah, one of the goldsmiths, made repairs. Next to him, Hananiah, one of the perfumers, made repairs, and they restored Jerusalem as far as the broad wall. Next to them, Rephaiah, son of Hur, ruler of half the district of Jerusalem, made repairs. Next to them, Jediah, son of Harumath, made repairs opposite his house, and next to him, Hattush, son of Hashabaniah, made repairs. Malchijah, son of Harim, and Hashub, son of Pahath-Moab, repaired another section of the Tower of the Ovens. Next to him, Shalom, son of Halohesh, ruler of half the district of Jerusalem, made repairs, he and his daughters. Hanun and the inhabitants of Zanoah repaired the valley gate. They rebuilt it and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars, and repaired 1,000 cubits of the wall as far as the Dung Gate. Malchijah, son of Rechab, ruler of the district of Beth-Hakarem, repaired the Dung Gate. He rebuilt it and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars. And Shalom, son of Kol-Hoze, ruler of the district of Mizpah, repaired the Fountain Gate. He rebuilt it and covered it and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars. And he built the wall of the Pool of Shelah of the King's Garden, as far as the stairs that go down from the city of David. After him, Nehemiah, son of Azbuk, ruler of half the district of Beth-Zur, repaired from a point opposite the graves of David, as far as the artificial pool on the house of the warriors. After him, the Levites made repairs. Rehum, son of Benai, next to him, Hashabiah, ruler of half the district of Keilah, made repairs for his district. After him, their kin made repairs. Binui, son of Henadad, ruler of half the district of Keilah. Next to him, Ezer, son of Jeshua, ruler of Mizpah, repaired another section opposite the ascent to the armory at the angle. After him, Baruch, son of Zabai, repaired another section from the angle to the door of the house of the high priest Eliashib. After him, Meremoth, son of Uriah, son of Hakoz, repaired another section from the door of the house of Eliashib to the end of the house of Eliashib. After him, the priests, the men of the surrounding area, made repairs. After them, Benjamin and Hashub made repairs opposite their house. After them, Azariah, son of Maaseiah, son of Ananiah, made repairs beside his own house. After him, Binui, son of Henadad, repaired another section from the house of Azariah to the angle and to the corner. Palal, son of Uzai, repaired opposite the angle and the tower projecting from the upper house of the king at the court of the guard. After him, Pediah, son of Parosh, and the temple servants living on Ophel made repairs up to a point opposite the water gate on the east and the projecting tower. After him, the Tekoites repaired another section opposite the great projecting tower as far as the wall of Ophel. Above the horse gate, the priests made repairs, each one opposite his own house. After them, Zadok, son of Immer, made repairs opposite his own house. After him, Shemaiah, son of Shechaniah, the keeper of the east gate, made repairs. After him, Hananiah, son of Shelemiah, and Hanun, sixth son of Zelaph, repaired another section. After him, Meshulam, son of Berechiah, made repairs opposite his living quarters. After him, Malchijah, one of the goldsmiths, made repairs as far as the house of the temple servants and of the merchants, opposite the muster gate, and to the upper room of the corner. and between the upper room of the corner and the sheep gate the goldsmiths and the merchants made repairs. Nehemiah chapter 4. Now when Sanballat heard that we were building the wall, he was angry and greatly enraged, and he mocked the Jews. He said in the presence of his associates and of the army of Samaria, "What are these feeble Jews doing? Will they restore things? Will they sacrifice? Will they finish it in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of rubbish, and burned ones at that?" Tobiah the Ammonite was beside him, and he said, "That stone wall they are building, any fox going up on it would break it down. Hear, O our God, for we are despised. Turn their taunt back on their own heads, and give them over as plunder in a land of captivity. Do not cover their guilt, and do not let their sin be blotted out from your sight, for they have hurled insults in the face of the builders." So we rebuilt the wall, and all the wall was joined together to half its height, for the people had a mind to work. But when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabs and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the repairing of the walls of Jerusalem was going forward and the gaps were beginning to be closed, they were very angry, and all plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem and to cause confusion in it. So we prayed to our God and set a guard as a protection against them day and night. But Judah said, "The strength of the burden-bearers is failing, and there is too much rubbish, so that we are unable to work on the wall." And our enemy said, "They will not know or see anything before we come upon them and kill them and stop the work." When the Jews who lived near them came, they said to us 10 times, "From all the places where they live they will come up against us." So in the lowest parts of the space behind the wall, in open places, I stationed the people according to their families, with their swords, their spears, and their bows. After I looked these things over, I stood up and said to the nobles and the officials and the rest of the people, "Do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight for your kin, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes." When our enemies heard that their plot was known to us, and that God had frustrated it, we all returned to the wall, each to his work. From that day on, half of my servants worked on construction, and half held the spears, shields, bows, and body armor, and the leaders posted themselves behind the whole house of Judah, who were building the wall. The burden-bearers carried their loads in such a way that each labored on the work with one hand, and with the other held a weapon. And each of the builders had his sword strapped at his side while he built. The man who sounded the trumpet was beside me, and I said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, "The work is great and widely spread out, and we are separated far from one another on the wall. Rally to us whenever you hear the sound of the trumpet. Our God will fight for us." So we labored at the work, and half of them held the spears from break of dawn until the stars came out. I also said to the people at that time, "Let every man and his servant pass the night inside Jerusalem, so that they may be a guard for us by night, and may labor by day." So neither I nor my brothers nor my servants nor the men of the guard who followed me ever took off our clothes. Each kept his weapon in his right hand. Nehemiah chapter 5. Now there was a great outcry of the people and of their wives against their Jewish kin. For there were those who said, "With our sons and our daughters we are many. We must get grain, so that we may eat and stay alive." There were also those who said, "We are having to pledge our fields, our vineyards, and our houses in order to get grain during the famine." And there were those who said, "We are having to borrow money on our fields and vineyards to pay the king's tax." Now our flesh is the same as that of our kindred, our children are the same as their children, and yet we are forcing our sons and daughters to be slaves, and some of our daughters have been ravished. We are powerless, and our fields and vineyards now belong to others. I was very angry when I heard their outcry and these complaints. After thinking it over, I brought charges against the nobles and the officials. I said to them, "You are all taking interest from your own people." And I called a great assembly to deal with them, and said to them, "As far as we were able, we have bought back our Jewish kindred, who had been sold to other nations. But now you are selling your own kin, who must then be bought back by us. They were silent, and could not find a word to say. So I said, The thing that you are doing is not good. Should you not walk in the fear of our God, to prevent the taunts of the nations, our enemies? Moreover, I and my brothers and my servants are lending them money and grain. Let us stop this taking of interest. Restore to them this very day their fields, their vineyards, their olive orchards, and their houses, and the interest on money, grain, wine, and oil that you have been exacting from them. Then they said, We will restore everything, and demand nothing more from them. We will do as you say. And I called the priests and made them take an oath to do as they had promised. I also shook out the fold of my garment and said, So may God shake out every one from house and from property who does not perform this promise. Thus may they be shaken out and emptied. And all the assembly said, Amen, and praise the Lord. And the people did as they had promised. Moreover, from the time that I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judah, from the 20th year to the 32nd year of King Artaxerxes, 12 years, neither I nor my brothers ate the food allowance of the governor. The former governors who were before me laid heavy burdens on the people, and took food and wine from them, besides 40 shekels of silver. Even their servants lorded it over the people. But I did not do so, because of the fear of God. Indeed, I devoted myself to the work on this wall, and acquired no land, and all my servants were gathered there for the work. Moreover, there were at my table 150 people. Jews and officials, besides those who came to us from the nations around us. Now that which was prepared for one day was 1 ox and 6 choice sheep. Also fowls were prepared for me, and every 10 days skins of wine in abundance. Yet with all this I did not demand the food allowance of the governor, because of the heavy burden of labor on the people. Remember for my good, O my God, all that I have done for this people.